Hi, Keon.
Hi, Rachel, mommy. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited to be back in the bed today.
Oh, why? Yeah. You like being next to a nice blue-headed boy?
Yeah, I like people who look like me.
Aw, twins. So, that was disgusting.
Is there such thing as too much self-love?
Yes, it's called narcissism.
Eek.
Yeah. And I've actually found out recently that you can be a friendly narcissist. I thought before, like, they're like, narcissism. I don't love it personally, but I actually think you can be sweet in a narcissist. That's a topic for another day. What else is disgusting to you this week? What's your ick of the week?
I am so disturbed by people who moan during massages.
What?
So
not ready for that. Okay. I saw the session notes. I thought we were going somewhere else. Okay, continue.
Yeah. So I recently got a massage. I went to this little hole in the wall spot, and actually this woman was amazing. She was like one of the only masseuses who has given me the amount of pressure that I need.
Oh.
Like I like to leave. I think we share this in common. I like to leave like feeling sore, like physically like
right.
Hurting.
No, I like it when it hurts because it makes me feel like something.
They did something. Yeah. I don't want to just be rubbed.
Right.
Like a rub is not cute for me. Right. I want you to like get those knots out. And this woman did it. Shout out to my girl. I'm not going to put y'all on just yet, but very, very happy to have found her. But it got me thinking because I was like, oh, I'm so glad I found a new massage place that I like. Because the last place I went to, which was a very like expensive massage place, had like paper thin walls, like every little, I don't know what you call it, like a little, every little room, right?
Cubicle.
Side by side. But it was like almost as if the walls were like sheets. Oh. Like it wasn't really like your room.
Right.
So nonetheless, you can hear the people who are next to you. And there was this woman in the room next to me who like just through the whole thing, it was that, like these really deep, like guttural moans. And it just really gave me the ick. I like couldn't handle it.
Are you sure you weren't at a special place?
I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe they were giving her something that they weren't giving me.
Right.
But nonetheless, the moaning was a lot and it just was giving porn and uncomfortableness. So nonetheless, that's my ick. I don't support it. I'm a very quiet massage recipient.
It reminds me of what was that episode of Friends where Monica, she massaged Phoebe. No, Phoebe massaged Monica.
Slay. I wasn't
and
a
Monica
friend's watcher.
Moans.
Oh.
Okay,
sorry.
Fucking weirdo.
Sorry about it.
Yeah, this is why you're getting through it in real life.
Mm.
You didn't watch Friends. It's really weird.
No.
Okay.
So
look
it was
at the
that.
Camera and say you didn't watch Friends.
I didn't watch Friends.
Okay.
I had a lot of friends who owned.
Shame, 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 shame. Krusty. Okay, what?
Sorry. No, that was it. You were just saying it reminded you of an episode of Friends. Welcome back
to another episode of The Daddy Mommy Show.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's your parents.
That's right. It's us.
Yep. We know you've been bad and you're going to time out soon.
Yeah, it's the naughty spot. You remember that?
What the hell is the naughty spot? Does not sound right, Rachel.
It doesn't, but you never watched Super Nanny? No.
No.
All right. Well, that was like part of her disciplining technique was every kid had a naughty spot. You had to go sit in your naughty spot when you were being naughty. And you're not allowed to get up. Stay there. Sit there, stay there.
Is that normal?
Honestly, it seemed to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like the word timeout a lot better than naughty spot.
I definitely think that a timeout actually feels more freeing because at least with a timeout, you get to do with, like, you can do what you want with your time.
Right.
Naughty spot, you're going to sit there until I tell you to get up. That's intense.
Oh, like, is it like a circle? Or like a corner?
No, she would literally just pick a random spot in the house. And that was your naughty spot. So like, maybe you go sit on the stairs. You sit right there. Or maybe you go sit in that corner. You sit right there. But like, whatever your naughty spot was, you knew where it was
but
when you're
did,
being naughty. And you
what
gotta go
did
sit
she
there.
Have against them that was holding them in that naughty spot?
Oh, it was just discipline. So if you're being naughty, you're going
no,
go
no,
to the
I,
naughty spot.
I get the concept, but I'm saying what's driving them to actually go to the naughty spot?
Oh,
my ass would have just not been in it.
Her thing was like the repetition is like what helps the children to like learn how to like follow instruction.
No, I get it, but she's got to have some sort of leverage to get them in there. Like what's getting taken away?
No. That you're sitting in the not like you will be moved to the naughty spot. Like this was with young children. So the parents could physically pick them up still. Oh,
and then
chase them. So then it was like, if they get up, you pick them back up and you put them back in the spot. And you do it over and over again until they learn to stay. And they always broke.
You know what? That sounds like some Navy SEALs in training right there at 2 years old.
Honestly, I feel like it's something to note. I know, you got two fur babies.
I got fur babies, but they ain't going to the naughty spot.
They probably, if you would have done it when they were little, they probably would have picked it up though. It's kind of crazy.
You're talking like somebody who doesn't have dog children.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I know.
Well,
they're not going to stay. They're not going to stay. You put those freaking...
But it's the same concept to sit. You tell a dog to sit. Does your dog stay when you tell it to sit and stay?
Yeah, because you're giving it a treat. You're giving it a reward.
Okay, but like...
It's the same concept as a kennel, except they're locked in there so they break. That's kind of the same.
Sure, but for the kids, there was no reward. It was just, you're doing it. Like, for example, not to put anything out there, but I have a family member who's very close. When he would discipline his dog, it's like, I mean, the dog's either getting yelled at or like, you know, squirted.
So we're squirting and naughty spotting. Okay.
You know.
That's
discipline. Discipline for you. I don't have children, so, you know, I haven't done it. So listen, you don't have to be mad.
I'm going
to
repress all of it. That was different.
I feel like actually...
You're making me feel like a soft parent all of a sudden. I don't think I'm a soft parent at all.
I feel like you're softer than you think you are.
No, that's crazy talk. I wish... Listen, future children and other people who would say I'm not a soft parent, you heard it here first.
Sorry about
it. I'm a good guy.
I think he's a relatively gentle parent, but not necessarily gentle. You're not a gentle parent. You're relatively gentle.
Relatively gentle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Period. I've been going through a lot of highs and lows lately.
Aw, sounds like you need a day one, honey.
The CBD-infused sparkling water?
Yes. What's great about CBD is it doesn't make you feel higher or lower. It balances the body and the mind.
Hmm. Sounds like a great way to cut out distractions and... Isn't it zero calories?
Yes, Skinty Mini. I'm telling you, you need a day one. Luckily for you, I have one right here.
Ooh, let me try.
Drink up. Drink a day one.
Use code DADDYMOMMY for 25% off.
So how's your week been?
Honestly, it's been pretty good, minus all the adulting that we've repressed. I feel like I'm just having my little K-pop summer.
Oh, yes, you are.
I am fully living for all these K-pop girl groups who are putting out my songs. Mm-hmm. That makes me very happy.
Yes.
I've been seeing performances pop up on YouTube and I get to watch them do the little choreography.
Wait, list out the songs.
So I had a release with a group called XG.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to XG and all the XG fans. And it was called Girl Gang. Mm-hmm. And it's doing super well.
Not Girl Giving.
No. I know people were very confused by
including
the spelling
myself.
Of it.
Myself.
Yeah, I can't tell you it doesn't look like Girl Giving. I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
But did I make that choice when I first wrote it? Yeah, and now it's stuck.
Oh, you wrote
we it titled it Girl V? Gang when we did the demo.
With the V?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry so about it, guys. Fault. Sorry.
It's your fault. Okay, yeah. Next.
So there's that one. There is Twice. I worked with Misamo, technically. So it's like the Japanese portion of Twice.
Okay, that... Thank you for saying that because I was confused as hell.
It was confusing to me too. I didn't realize, but because it's only like a few members of the full group that is Twice, they are Misamo.
Oh, it's a subgroup.
It's like a subgroup.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like an NCT.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. I was very confused by that because like y'all were posting charts and I was like, I don't see Twice anywhere on here and I can't pretend I do.
No, exactly. No, it's confusing. But then nonetheless, the album has done like spectacularly well. And I think it's got 5 or 6 songs, if I'm not mistaken. The one that I did for that one is called It's Not Easy For You.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Mina, who's one of the girlies who wrote on it from Twice.
Ooh.
Slay girl, slay. And then the last one is ITZY. Mm-hmm. I did a song called None of My Business that...
It's none of my business, none of my business, none of my business what you do. I know it.
I really like that song.
Yeah. I don't know why. You remember I texted you? I was like, I literally know this song.
Yeah, I played it for you because I'm pretty sure when I first did it,
but I don't
like
remember things like that. I'm like, we must have been singing it or something.
I mean, I think it's a very catchy song.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah.
You also have yourself as your lock screen.
Actually, for the record, y'all, he's lying. I don't. And I'll show y'all right now. It's me and Bae, okay?
Okay, so you're still on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm very proud of the work that I did.
Yeah.
And very, very excited to see kind of what happens next.
It's a K-pop summer.
It's a K-pop summer.
We love it.
We love the K-pop girlies. Yeah. We really do. And thank you for all of those who have been very supportive online.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually like, it's funny because when you're a songwriter, I feel like you usually are just used to like not getting a whole lot of praise, a lot of credit.
Zero. Or dollars.
That too, honestly. Yep. But I got a lot of love, especially for the XG one.
That's great.
Those fans were really
showing love. Actually, like, yeah, because you're having a girl group summer.
Yeah.
I'm realizing I think I've only written for boys. I think I have my first girl group cut coming out.
Slay.
Yeah.
Love that.
They don't
for
even
you.
Have a name though.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're on a TV show.
I see. Yeah.
Are You Next?
Ooh. Yeah. I love those little reality competitions.
Well, it's the same one that Enhypen was on Island.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the girl group version of it.
Oh, cool.
You know how I stay in there.
I love it.
I know.
That was really entertaining. Yeah. I would watch that for real. Like, yeah. If they had another island, I don't know if they've already done one or not, but.
No, this is it.
Oh, this is it.
This is it. It's not called the island, though. Like, Island was.
Right, you said it's called Are You Next?
Yeah. So, but it's the same exact.
Same exact concept.
Same label.
Oh.
Same everything.
Got it.
Yes. Exciting. I don't know if they're in an egg.
No more eggs.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. But anyways, that's what's going on in the K-pop world.
Yeah. What about you? How's everything been going?
I was I was just on a freaky little trip. I went up to Ventura. Was I in Ventura? I was in Ventura.
Yeah.
It's very peaceful. Mm-hmm. And now I'm plotting my escape. Yeah. I'm plotting my escape from Los Angeles.
Yes.
As you know, I went through a little crisis.
I wouldn't even call it a crisis. I think it's just a little period of exploration.
It's a period of exploration that I will continue to be doing.
Yes.
Yeah, I just was like, wow, it's really only like an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you don't got to come to LA all the time, you could be living out there in peace.
You could. It's real quiet out there.
And I actually only saw one person roaming the streets experiencing homelessness. And she was stunning on top of all of it. Whereas wow. LA, it's very much running rampant in the opposite. And there's no stunners.
No.
Yep. Yep. So that was different. Ventura is different.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been there before. Yep. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I also found that it was very peaceful and very quiet.
Yeah.
Which is hard to find here.
It is.
It's definitely not a peaceful, quiet city. But I mean, it has its moments, but not really.
It does not.
When I say a moment, you might have 20 seconds of peace and quiet living in LA. No, honestly.
The moment was during.
That's true.
That was the moment.
Why'd you whisper it?
Because I don't know why, like every like internet social media platform blocks you for saying the C word.
Really?
Yeah, still.
Really?
Yeah, you have to call it like Cabana.
Wow.
Banana.
Wow.
Katrina. I don't even know if you can say that, actually.
You said, I take it back.
I take that part
take
back. Yeah, no, you got to like blur it out.
Crazy.
Like it's the S word.
Wow.
Or the F word.
Wow.
Virus. Virus. I don't even know if you can say virus.
Shirish.
Copa. That.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. Now I know. Good thing I didn't try to say it.
Right.
Well, speaking of things that should be maybe bleeped out, I came across a really funny video the other day.
Okay.
Which I'm hoping you haven't seen. I'm hoping this is new information for you because it really made me chuckle.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know the rapper Sexy Red?
Oh, yes.
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 I'm out of town. Thugging my rounds for those who needed a little reference.
Right.
Anyways, I came across a video of her. I don't know if it was like Genius or what, but nonetheless, in the video, she's talking about how she had a lip gloss line that apparently sold out. And she had some very, very interesting names for her lip glosses. Mm. Some of the most unique and outrageous names I think I've ever heard for a cosmetic line.
Mm-hmm.
But some people have called her a marketing genius.
Sure.
So I just wanted to run this little list by you. Are you ready?
Oh, you wrote it down.
I wrote it down. I had to remember because it's special. Here we go. These are the names of Sexy Red's lip gloss pack. The first one is called Nut. It's the color of nut. The next one is called Gonorrhea.
Oh!
It's green.
Gorgeous. That's gorgeous.
The next one. This is wrong. The next one is called yellow discharge. I bet you can guess what color that is.
Blue.
Nope. Yellow.
Wow.
Yep. The next one, true to the song, pussy hole pink.
Wait. Is she pussy pink, booty hole brown?
Yeah. This I'm out of town, thugging with my rounds, my coochie pink, booty hole brown.
I know it. Okay.
Yes. I'm so speaking of, there's also a booty hole brown.
Gorgeous.
And then the last one, which I know you're really going to love, coochie juice. It's clear with sparkles.
Do they smell?
Yeah, they smell really good. They smell good. I think they're kind of fruity scents.
Oh.
But nonetheless, they just have some wild names.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How's it performing?
Sold out.
Sold out.
Sold out. That's why they called her a marketing genius. Sold out. And I'm not going to lie. Is she a marketing genius
or is she one of the few and the proud and the brave to actually get that shit done?
Listen, I feel like that was a brave move for sure.
But it was also an on-brand move.
Yeah, very much so.
Like, I would be shocked if Taylor Swift did that. You know what I mean?
Taylor Swift with some nut gloss.
Nobody would be ready.
But also, it's not, like, that's not family friendly. Like, I wouldn't want my little daughter buying gonorrhea gloss. No. So Taylor Swift can't sell it.
Okay.
But Sexy Red can.
Sexy Red, and she did.
She's selling selling yellow discharge.
Why has it got to be? Okay.
You know?
Do I know? I don't know. Last I checked, I didn't have a coochie that was discharging.
But tell me the coochie juice one. You want to see it. I want to see it.
Well, I have one of those.
I'll get the internet buzzing.
Right? Yep.
But no, I actually really would love to see. Like, I wish I could buy it. I'm sad it's sold out because now I'm so curious to see it. What it tests like.
I'd just be like sitting there like thinking in my head like all day, just main charactering. I'd be like, they don't even know I have coochie juice on my lips.
Stop. I'm just imagining all of the like beauty influencer girlies like, okay, this next shade is called gonorrhea.
Wait, does it actually make your lips green? I'm realizing that's a weird...
I don't know like if it's like super translucent or not. I'm guessing it's probably just like a tint in the color, but not like super
green. So it's all, yeah, because it's gloss.
Yeah.
My lip gloss is cool. Right. My lip gloss is coochie.
Coochie juice.
All right.
Slay.
Well, there's that.
There's that. Yeah. I want to try it. I really would try it if it weren't sold out.
All right, Sexy Red.
Sexy Red, restock. We need to restock.
Restock, girl.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to help you out.
Trying. Really trying.
Not that hard, but we're trying.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Speaking of nut gloss, I recently suffered a tragedy. And by recently, I mean kind of recently. My Snapchat got hacked.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So like my username, like at Keon Palmer, I've always had at Keon Palmer on like literally every platform because it's just easy. You know what I mean? One of one.
Sure.
So at Keon Palmer's gone, owned by somebody else.
No.
Yeah, so I'm currently at Keon Palmer Music.
Okay.
You.
Shameless promo.
Yeah, that's not the actual problem. It is shameless, and you can add me on Snapchat because I be doing it.
He do.
Yeah, but that's besides the point. Okay. The truth of the matter is, if you're related to me, this segment's not for you. I use Snapchat. It sounds worse than it is. But anyways, my Snapchat got hacked and all of my nudes were on it. Every single one. Any piece of it. And it's not the type you're thinking. It's not the type like I'm leaning over and I'm just got sack and dick. Just like from the end, my booty hole brown kind of stuff going on. It wasn't like that. It was like, it was really kind of just like I feel like a weight loss journey kind of tracking kind of thing. It was just like a doll check-in, if you will. It was a doll check-in.
No, nude.
Yeah.
Nude, or did you have undies on?
No. It was a doll check-in. And it was because I wanted to know for myself. Like, I'm like, I'm allowed to see myself naked, right? In the name of Jesus, amen.
You got me thinking that there's a something else that might be growing and shrinking. And that's why you need to take advantage of these pictures. I just don't know why they have to be full nude. Full nude.
You just snapped the pic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little progress pic, if you will.
Okay.
Like, why do I have to be why do I have to be dressed up for my own nudes?
He said, I want to make sure I can see it all.
Right.
Take it all in.
Right.
Because I'm like, evaluate.
I can't get full ass progress, you know, without it.
Sure.
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 That helps you.
Thank you. Yeah. That does enlighten me.
The problem is, and the reason you may ask that we're on Snapchat specifically was because it's like, I'm very open with my phone. Like, I let people take my phone. I got really nothing in there typically. I don't anymore for sure.
Yeah.
But like, people will go through my camera roll and stuff. And like, I'm not trying to like,
have an oopsie.
I mean? I'm not trying to have an oopsie because like, they weren't cute. It's not like curated. It was just like,
right.
It was just like that. So they were in my Snapchat because you can do hidden Snapchats. They're just like go in a different folder. So you have to like really, you know, dig for it.
You'd have to know where to look.
Yeah. So anyways.
Now you know where to look.
The moral of the story is if you own my Snapchat handle, I hope you don't hear this at all. First off, fuck you. Second off, don't fuck me over. You already took my livelihood and you're gonna take my dick and balls too. And I can't have that happening. Because the thing is, they weren't flattering pictures. I was crusty when I was taking those because I was trying to become a better version of myself. So anyways, you see a little thickums out there? You know?
A naked thickums.
A scantily clad thickums. Thickums with a schlong of nads. Mind your business. And I won't be commenting on Twitter.
Wow.
I'm going to say, these are fake. Clearly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That'll get you.
I think it's going to all pan out in the best way possible.
What the hell do you mean? What the hell do you mean?
If somebody did end up finding those.
They found them.
How you know? There's one released?
No, there's not released. I'm just saying whoever owns them, owns them.
But like they haven't tried to sell them or anything, right?
Not yet.
That's what I'm saying. I think it might work out for you. You never know. You never know.
I'm just telling you now, the second that those pictures hit the internet, I'm posting nudes again. So I'm going to combat the nudes with more nudes because I'm going to post curated nudes. You think you're going to one-up me? I'll two-up you.
And everybody's going to get to guess what work they think you've had done. Start guessing.
Listen. Start guessing. Start guessing, y'all.
That's okay. Well,
yeah,
that was.
I have been getting that a lot lately. I haven't brought that up.
Yeah,
yeah. I never. You know, it's like the highest form of compliment to me is if somebody's like accusing you of getting work done. Mm-hmm. That's like how you know you're like, wow,
I'm looking I've really good. Made a change.
Unless you are getting work done and you're looking rough and they're saying it, you know mm-hmm. what I mean. That's a different story for you and the Lord. But this situation,
mm-hmm.
I realize in LA, like any other part of the country, I think people would just be like, oh, you look better. Or like, oh, did you lose some weight?
Right. In Somebody's LA, been going to the gym.
Right. Something like that. Mm-hmm. In LA, I've learned. And honestly, I do a winter hibernation every year. I get a little thicker right from Thanksgiving to Christmas because I lose all the fucks. And then I slim down by February. I do it every time. The problem is, we started filming this podcast around that time. So, you know, I don't know if y'all noticed, but one episode, I just started looking different. And instead of people being like, wow, he looks different. He looks better. He looks a little fitter. I got, who gave him lipo? Who gave him Kybella? That's what I keep getting. All of my friends would be like, blah, blah, blah. Ask me if you got Kybella. I'm like,
Ozempic, you've gotten that one.
Ozempic. I'm like, why can't you just lose weight?
No.
Not anymore. I do love it, though.
And not here. You're right. Yeah. It's an LA thing.
Yeah.
Because people definitely just assume if you show up looking different, it's you got work done.
Right. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
And listen, the journey's only just begun. You haven't even seen the 8-pack yet. Pretty soon, you're going to be saying, he must know Bella Hadid, surgeon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, I know that day, we're going out for drinks.
Yep.
It's going to be a good day.
That day, I'm posting my nudes.
There you go. Whether the other ones are out or not.
Right? It's just going to be like, happy birthday to me. You can do that now.
In the birthday suit, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. For free.
Wow.
Yep. Not even that's on OnlyFans.
That's not like you. That's not like you.
I know, but you know what? I got to give back. Get a tax credit here and there.
Got to give back. It's charity. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, speaking of other precious things, have you heard about these lab-grown diamonds?
Moissanite?
No.
Oh.
More specifically, a lab-grown diamond.
Okay.
There's a documentary about it. And I've just been doing a little bit of research because I was like, this is interesting because it sparked a debate from what I've seen. In this one girl's video, she's talking about it. And in the comments, the question was, would you have a problem with somebody giving you a lab-grown diamond versus an earth-harvested diamond? Mm. Essentially, they're testing the same, as in they're of the same quality. Like there's a special method by which they test them for certain compositional properties that will then establish whether or not it can be considered a diamond or not. The only difference is where it came from. So I started thinking for myself, would I care if I was given a lab-grown diamond versus an earth-harvested one? One of the arguments for the earth-harvested one is it brings you closer to the earth.
Okay.
Somebody's given you something that's a jewelry, piece. It's a piece of the earth. It's symbolic. It's spiritual. You are spiritually connected to a part of the planet.
Right. Look at me. I'm so natural. That's why I have diamonds all over me.
Right. And then for the other girlies, it's like you can get perhaps, I don't know that they're necessarily selling them for cheaper because it's supposed to be the same thing, but I think it's a little cheaper.
Yeah.
And in which case, it's still a diamond.
From what I know, they're purer and cheaper.
I mean, sounds like a two-for-one special.
I guess my first question is, if you're educated on this, I'm not even sure where you're at with your journey on this.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know how the hell you make a lab diamond. That's my first question. You don't know?
I haven't actually watched the documentary, okay. So I don't know how they make them.
I know you do it through pressure.
Mm-hmm. Diamonds are made under pressure. Mm-hmm. Slay.
But I don't quite understand how.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, okay. If you gave me a lab diamond, first off, no one's ever given me a diamond. The only time I ever got a diamond was when I was on a hike in Malibu and I found a tennis bracelet on the ground. And I put that shit in my pocket and I thought it was fake. And then I ended up selling it at the pawn shop for $7,000.
No. Mm-hmm.
And that's the Lord's blessings raining down.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a good story.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yep.
I found some little gold piece or whatever on the floor at an event. I haven't taken it in to get it appraised, but it ain't got no diamonds.
Well, there's that. So, no, I've never gotten a diamond. Mm-hmm. But would I, if I was receiving one, mm-hmm. I feel like don't tell me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like seriously don't tell me. Because the thing is, I'm not going to try to be with the type of person personally. I really don't think anybody's gifting me diamonds. And like, I'm almost thinking engagement ring or something, you know?
Yeah.
I think if it was just about nothing, like if it wasn't an engagement ring, if it was just like in general, mm-hmm. I think I would be like, for sure. And I'd be like, then you can be like, oh, it's a lab diamond. But for some reason, I'm personally getting the ick. If you were like, hey, babe, I bought you this engagement ring. It's a lab grown diamond. And guess what? I got it 40% off. Something about that. And I guess I'm just that type of girl that I don't fuck with that. At all. I don't fuck with that at all. Because the thing for me is that the value, I want you to spend that money. Spend that money. Bitch, this is your dowry. Oh, wait. Don't the girls pay the dowry?
The females. The females. No, but yeah, sure.
But sure. This is your payment for this pussy. Okay? At the least. So I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to. Don't try me. You better fucking. If you can't buy me a non-lab-grown diamond for our engagement, you better get yourself a fucking pick and shovel, bitch. Get out there in the desert, in the mountains, and find one. Because I want some hard work, back sweat, and ass crack for that. But do I think lab diamonds are cool? Sounds cool. And I know a couple of y'all would take it easy. Because a couple people convince themselves it's purer, it's cheaper, whatever, it looks the same, no one's going to know. I get the concept, trust.
Yeah.
But just for me personally, I'm good. Like I'm getting proposed to in my head right now. I never thought this dream. I'm definitely marrying into old money, and I just don't think that we're buying lab grown diamonds.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That was exactly the answer I was hoping for.
Did that answer your question at all?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'll still be doing more research on this. Bring that up.
It's very interesting. I think I could like potentially be swayed if like I was blind.
Come on. I was with you when you said that, like, it's like, just don't tell me, you know, like, I'm not going to know the difference.
Right.
My little crusty human eye is not going to be able to see through that thing and be like, oh, not a real diamond. No, take it away. So I feel like if you don't tell me, it's not like a big deal. But like, I do think the act of letting me know you got a discount on something, there's something very not sexy about that.
No, it's.
That's like, if you're mentioning the fact that, hey, babe, I got a real good deal. Here you go. It doesn't seem as exciting.
It's not doing it.
It's not doing it.
That's what I'm saying. If it was just a random gift, a one-off.
But I don't care. Overall, I don't care.
Right.
But like, don't tell me. Just don't tell me.
Yeah. Keep me in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So otherwise, I can go buy myself a cute little cubic zirconia. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know.
It don't even got to be moissanite.
Yeah.
I'd be rocking that cubic zirconia if I really like was out here trying to like look flashy for the sake of looking flashy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've had actually multiple friends get engaged with non-diamond diamonds, and a lot of people hate that and a lot of people seem to like it.
I was going to say.
Depends who you are.
To each your own.
To me, realistically, it's kind of just a shiny rock, really. You know, if we really had to think about it, like I'm personally not a jewels person because it just doesn't actually do anything for me. It just puts a target on your back, in my opinion. Just
gives you learned from Miss Kimberly K.
Yeah, it just gives you a reason to get robbed. You know,
as we learned.
Well, especially because you know how it was in LA. Like, what was that like last year when people were like following people home? And like robbing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, after all that, I was like, nope, I don't give a damn anymore.
Because
I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm very much, I don't know if this makes any sense, but I'm very much like a house person. I like a nice big house. I don't give a fuck about a necklace or a ring personally. Now, maybe that's the schlong in my pants talking.
Right. Because your schlong loves a house.
Right. No, but I'm just saying, like, maybe I don't understand because I'm not coochieing right now. Or ever.
Mm-hmm.
Let me rephrase that.
Find it back one time.
Maybe
go ahead,
I
say what you try.
I'm just saying maybe it's boy behavior that I don't care about jewelry. I don't know what to say. I've just never been brought up to want it. Ever.
Yeah.
I am wearing a ring. I'm wearing a fucking Aura ring. This bitch, I don't even know why I wear it. This shit was like $500. Don't rob me. Okay. You can take it if you want to. Like, seriously. And it's supposed to track your sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, hold on. Let me dial this back.
Careful.
I got this Aura ring. And yes, I'm talking to you, Miss Aura Company.
Oh.
Okay. I got this thing with the promise of fitness. The promise of fitness. Okay. I put this thing on. This thing literally tracks my, like, whatever, tracks my calorie burn, my activity, and my sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
I literally lose, according to this, I burn like 100 calories a day. Even if I go to the gym, even if I run, even if I like do like some fitness activity, this thing tells me I've burned nothing. Whereas like if I put my band on, like I have like a fitness band, just generic, that thing will say I like burned like 1,000 calories doing like an active day. This thing says 100. I try to return it. And then I got another one because I was like, yo, your girl's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And this, she also wasn't working. And now I'm thinking it's just what it is. So I'm like, oh, the only thing, I thought this thing was going to track my calories and keep me motivated. Instead, all it does is, it just calls me thick. All day long. This thing Lizzo's me.
Guys.
Yep, I wouldn't recommend, but I do wear it because it fits nice. Like, and I like it. I like a nice little chunky ring, and I do think that it is tracking my sleep.
All right, yeah. So it's good for some things.
No, not
really. Okay,
it's more just like it's. I feel like a trauma bond with it.
Understood.
At this point.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I won't be buying one. It sounds like that might be a mistake. But
don't.
He's saying that's the only jewelry he has that might be worth taking and y'all can take it.
Right. And I didn't buy the Gucci collab one on purpose. Because I also feel like that's a little tacky to just have Gucci on your finger every day.
So tacky.
It is.
I mean, it'd be so small. You'd have to really be up close to see.
No, you can see it.
Really?
Like, I just feel like
that's... Was it gaudy? Was it like a big GG?
No. It's like GG's like on the whole thing, like little...
Yeah.
All around it.
I could
see like somebody loving it as like a gift, but
kinda
I personally wouldn't buy it.
Kind of fly.
Yeah, but you're supposed to wear it every day.
Still kind of fly.
It's not fly.
Okay.
Listen, in 3 years... When we're elevating tax brackets, we'll have this conversation again.
No slay. I was going to say, I also am not somebody who has like ever been like a big jewelry fanatic person. Mm-hmm. I think that I love the idea of like wearing jewelry to like a big formal event.
Mm-hmm.
That gets me excited.
I get it. Like a red carpet.
Yeah. Or even just like, I don't know. I feel like I was sold on jewelry thanks to all those movies like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days where she like walks in with this like stunning necklace, mm-hmm. and you're like, oof, the jewelry of it all.
Right.
Gorgeous. But like on a daily basis, like I'm with you. Like I think it's risky for one.
Right.
And for two, I don't know that it seems to like really make sense even with like what I wear. Like I think a gorgeous necklace deserves a gorgeous gown.
Right.
You know? Like I'm not gonna wear a gorgeous necklace with like a long sleeve and some jeans. Like
right.
that's like not cute to
right.
me.
Right.
I mean, it's cute. If that's your thing, like, whatever. But, like, I don't know. I don't personally love it.
Right.
But I think, I mean, jewelry can be gorgeous. I have some pieces that are, like, sentimental to me. But it sucks that, like, I don't feel, like, called to wear them regularly.
Mm.
I just like that I have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, personally.
For sure.
As well, you know.
Actually, this is good. Because... this jewelry topic leads me to our Cancel Me Today.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Cancel Me Combo.
Cancel Me Combo is a silly little term that describes the healthy debate of a mildly or extremely controversial subject wherein daddy and mommy participate in the beloved practice of rock, paper, scissors to select sides and then proceed to argue in favor of their assigned position regardless of their personal beliefs. Disclaimer, neither daddy nor mommy are legally permitted to be canceled from these conversations.
Today's Cancel Me Combo is, do we think it is appropriate to propose to somebody at someone else's wedding?
Is that happening?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, people do it all the time.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right, let's do it.
Okay, ready?
Okay, rock, paper, scissors.
Mm-hmm. If you win, yes. Go ahead. Go for it. Green light.
Okay.
If you lose, absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
And then this time, too, we're going to try something new, y'all. We're going to switch it up a little bit instead of taking turns. We're just fighting.
Ooh.
We're live debating.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I think it'll be more fun.
I'm scared.
Let's try it. Okay, right. Ready? Wait, I don't know which one's which.
If you win, then you're saying yes, it's totally fine.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm against it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Jesus, help me.
Jesus.
Wow, hold on. Let me get my bearings for a second.
Lover of my soul.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What's more beautiful than proposing to the person you love on a day that's meant to celebrate love, such as the wedding of another? I feel like it's a beautiful thing to be able to say, baby, I love you. And I'm going to show you in front of all these other people who are probably your family and friends too. And I think that it's such a perfect occasion, such a beautiful place to demonstrate your love, you know, with another couple who's celebrating their wedding day and, you know, being there to have all your family and friends around, everybody who's there that loves this loving couple and also supports you. It's just, it's a two for one, really. And you get to not only partake in the wedding of people whom you love and adore, but you get to also enjoy and celebrate this day for a whole other reason, to be able to share your own proposal on the same exact day.
You know, I hope you're not being for real, because the truth of the matter is, and this is the problem with some of y'all out here, you guys are bred to have a convenience mindset, which means to me that you have somebody that's out there planning your life for you. You go on a trip, you don't know how to plan it. You do like a vacation, somebody else plans it. You may be calling a travel agent. I don't know. So in your head, you sit here and think, oh my gosh, it's such a good idea. All of our friends and family are here. Let me just outshine somebody else on their wedding day. But the reality of it is that once again, it's just narcissism out to play.
But there's no such thing as outshining because truly, I mean, the bride and the groom, they're looking spectacular. They're dressed to the nines. I'm sure this entire event is for them. You're just taking advantage of the fact that you have all your family, friends in the same space and probably a beautiful setting.
And you just said the words, taking advantage, didn't you? That perhaps. You did, because that's exactly what we're doing. Are we outshining? No, but we're getting the most gossip talk.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yes.
And then you know that there's going to be a fight afterward about it. That's a guarantee.
I actually would be curious how many people are like super against it and how many people would be like, oh my God, that's so amazing.
If I can't even fathom this, actually.
I know you would lose your mind.
If somebody ever proposed to somebody else on my wedding day, and I actually think I'd be weirdly easygoing about it. I would plan that shit to the nines. It'd be the best wedding you've ever been to. Shout out to you, Barbie A. Actually, we're getting divorced. That's a different story. But I'm just saying that if you tried to, I don't even like the word upstage. See, I think you're coming from an upstaged mindset. It's not about an upstaging.
It's about
what the fuck are you even doing here? Because I know it's always those people who are barely invited anyways. Mm-hmm. And then they're sitting here doing that. Or it's like your dad proposing to their like your new stepmother or something like that.
Wow.
That's just like weird as hell. And honestly, it's just taking advantage of somebody else is paying for your photographer. Somebody else is paying for your drink. Somebody else is paying for the dinner. Your girl's already dressed up. And or guy.
Sure.
Out here. But you're being a shiesty bitch.
Oof. Well, let's think about this. I feel like a lot of people oftentimes wish that they were there to celebrate those special moments with their, you know, brother, sister, father, whatever. And I feel like the fact that people get to witness that is such a special thing. And so it's like to be the one who is like witnessing the proposal. Like imagine your little sister. It's her, she's getting proposed to. And it's like, you get to be there to witness the whole thing. Isn't that beautiful? To get to watch it, you get to see her genuine reaction, the tears for the first time, the excitement from everybody. You know, otherwise you're just going to catch a picture later on and it's probably going to be on Facebook looking messed up. So, you know, better to capture the moment with a nice photographer whom you've already paid for. You get to be there in person. You get to witness your mom's reaction, your dad's reaction. Oh my God. All in person. It's a special, special event. Isn't that beautiful?
You sound like a cult leader. Genuinely. Like, I know that this is just for fun.
The cult of proposing at other people's weddings. Yeah,
this is it.
He's like, sign up.
This is cult leader talk right now.
Well,
I
don't think it's all that bad.
Clearly.
I think it's actually a very beautiful opportunity.
I think in a perfect world, if you had people without ill intent, and if it was actually planned and not a surprise, sure. If you had talked to the couple and they agreed, and or it was their idea, sure.
Hmm.
If it's a surprise, it's absolutely inappropriate. It's like wearing white at somebody's wedding. And people get mad about that.
Mm.
You think proposing to somebody at somebody's wedding is okay? It's weird. It's really weird.
Some people would love it. Some people would love it.
I'm not one of them. And I know that the people on the internet are not either. Unless you did it, then you're weird.
I mean, I'd love to know who out there has had this happen. I've never been to a wedding where somebody has proposed, but I feel like it would just be a little...
I will say as a guest, mm-hmm. if that happened, I'd lose my mind. I'd love it.
It's good.
I would be like, this is tea.
It's fueling the fire, for
like,
sure.
Like, this is tea for the whole entire family.
It's a big cherry on top.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you'd instantly look at the bride or the groom to be like, did they know? I feel like you could see it
on the face. No, we wouldn't have to guess at all because it's absolutely weird.
I just mean, like, you would know how they feel.
Yeah, like shit.
Maybe.
You know, they feel like shit.
Maybe, maybe not.
Unless it's two Hollywood actors, they'd feel like shit and it would be all over their face.
You never know. Maybe they're so happy that this person is finally getting their chance of love that they would be like, oh my God, that was amazing.
I really don't think anybody's that authentic. I gotta be honest.
You never know.
I do know. I live in the real world. You live in fantasy land.
Listen, I live in a beautiful fantasy land.
Listen, if this wasn't a freaking ad for Xanax, I don't know what was.
Honestly, don't do it at my wedding. Don't do it. I'm not going to be excited.
Don't do it.
I would not be excited.
I know. Like, I don't even know. Genuinely, like, I don't even know how I would actually react, because I think I would keep it cool because I'm not trying to be
Yeah,
because like,
you're not trying to look like a psycho bitch.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like, I the only way I can upstage your proposal is me being wackier. What you really need to do, if you propose at my wedding or if somebody proposes at somebody's wedding, you smile. You keep quiet. You show those pearly white teeth that you just got done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You stay cool.
Mm-hmm.
You have everybody gather and they talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
You pray to God that couple stays together.
Mm-hmm.
And then at their wedding, that's when you get your revenge.
What would you do?
You plot and you scheme. You have about 6 months because you know they're going to get married quickly. What do? You wear white. That's the first thing you do. Both the bride and the groom. You both wear white. Okay. And then you bring Kool-Aid packs for the kids. Red Kool-Aid. Okay. That's what you do. And you make one of the kids leave it on your new stepmother's seat.
Mm-hmm.
So that when she comes and sits down, she gets a red Kool-Aid stained ass. And then you say, whoopsies. And then you announce you're pregnant. That's what I think.
The revenge plot is really, it's really aspirational.
Yeah.
I would be livid, obviously, if I were the bride. But I also think that...
The stepmom bride or the current bride?
The bride who's getting the revenge reenacted.
Oh, yes.
But also, do I actually think it's appropriate to do that at somebody else's wedding? No. Unless, this is like a very, I think, very rare occasion. If the bride or the groom, and I would say definitely discuss this with your spouse as well. Mm. If they suggested it, which I feel like might be a thing where it's like, I'm thinking of proposing to your sister. And it's like, oh my God, you should do it at the wedding. Like, nobody's going to be expecting it. Like, if they suggest it and it's their day and they said it was okay, then okay.
Mm.
But like, I absolutely agree with you. Don't pop that shit as a surprise. And also, like, I just don't even think it's really cute to even ask, is it okay if I propose at your wedding? Because like, most people I think would say like, no. Or they might say yes and not mean it.
Because no, it's like, you gotta
like,
be.
But like, that's a day where I'm like, I'm spending so much money.
Right.
For my day to be exactly how I want it.
Right.
Please don't make it about you.
Right.
I don't like it.
Right. Listen, some people are even sticklers about having kids at their wedding.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
We can discuss that next time.
That's a different, yeah, that's a whole
that's
other.
That's a different Cancel Me combo right there.
It's a whole other lip gloss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, moral of the story is, if you get a fake diamond, shut up about it. Don't tread upon it. Be careful about that. I didn't even think about that. Don't propose at another person's wedding without permission. Or just don't. Whatever takeaway you think is appropriate.
You know, well, except I know some of y'all are crazy out there, so it doesn't really matter what we say. We're just two blue-headed freaks.
Talking about nut gloss.
Talking about nut gloss. Coochie juice.
And Kool-Aid.
And Kool-Aid. And that's all we're good for, really. They asked, what's the show about?
Those three things
specifically. That's all we're here for.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Yep. Thank you for tuning in.
To another very educational and very very perfect episode of the Daddy Mommy Show.
Slay.
We appreciate all your love and support. Yes, popcorn. Gang, gang. Good night.